AI News by Conjero.
Emergent is taking a pretty interesting swing here with Wingman. Instead of keeping AI agents in a separate app or demo environment, it's putting them right into WhatsApp and Telegram.
That's the big idea. Meet people where they already talk and delegate. The pitch is that tasks can be managed through normal chat, while the system turns that conversation into actions.
And that ties into the startup's vibe coding angle. It's not just about generating code or commands from prompts, but using context and intent from the chat to drive what the agent does.
Right, and that's why the interface matters so much here. The message thread becomes the control surface, and the sequence of chat-driven actions becomes the program, in a sense.
But WhatsApp and Telegram are not simple environments. They're familiar and high frequency, sure, but cross-platform automation means dealing with different surfaces, different capabilities, and different limits.
Exactly. The hard part is keeping state, routing data properly, and handling failures when a task starts in one conversation and finishes somewhere else. That's where reliability gets tested fast.
And there's a governance layer built into that. A chat-native agent has to know when to act on its own, when to ask for confirmation, and how to avoid doing something the user didn't intend.
Plus consent, retention, and logging all become part of the product, not just policy notes in the background. If the agent is moving data between services, those choices matter a lot.
So this is really less about a flashy model demo and more about a deployment pattern for consumer AI agents. Natural language on top, real automation underneath.
And that's the bet. If Wingman works, it suggests the next wave of agent tools may live inside mainstream messaging apps, not stand alone. If it struggles, it'll likely be on the usual pressure points: routing, latency, permissions, and safety.
AI News by Conjero.